This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Songs with. Songs with.
Ones we can depend on.
Songs with.
How many of us have them?
Songs with.
Before we go any further.
Songs with.
Place to Be Nation. Welcome back to more fun-filled Songs with Friends here on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. My name is Steve Williams, and joining me again is Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. It's almost Friday. How are you?
You know, you just broke the fourth wall. I don't know if this is going to be released on Monday or Saturday or next Thursday.
It's well, obviously people know we record it before they hear it.
So if you're curious, guys, we're recording this on a Thursday.
Yes. We're usually on a Wednesday or Thursday, it seems like.
Yes. All right, well, we're off to a rocking start already. Good to see you. And for those of you who may be new to the show, we are the utmost highest of podcast professionals, let me tell you. And we will go through song lyrics. We each pick a song, and we will talk about the origins of the song, perhaps what happened in the body of the song, or maybe we'll just make some stuff up to entertain you, the listener. First off, this week we have a song from the 1994, is that right? Yes, 1994 album, Wildflowers.
I forgot that was the year. We're still on this kick for...
In my head I thought this was 93, but 94 it is. Wildflowers, this is You Don't Know How It Feels by Tom Petty. Now, this was Kelly's pick. Kelly, why did you present this to us?
I like Tom Petty. Do you like Tom Petty?
He's hit or miss.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought that. And actually, this isn't even really like my favorite song by him. I like I think it's called You Got Lucky. That's like one of my favorite, that song. Ooh, sorry, my phone's on. But my niece loves this song. And she always, this is a real weird thing, but her and my mom love this song. And they would like sing it together all the time. And it doesn't connect to me as much as it did on their like type of really, you know, the way they both felt. But I just thought we'd go ahead and do it. And I asked my niece, you know, but you'd have to know her to understand, to give me some feedback on the song, but I never got back from her. So. She's busy. She's busy over there raising three kids. So
she's a very busy young lady. I've seen it.
It's a lot. So I don't want to harass her too much. And to be fair, I asked her today. So.
Oh, but, okay. You
know, yeah. So I should have asked her like a while ago, but she's not always very timely with messaging, so it's all good.
Maybe she'll get back to you on Friday.
I'll probably hear from her in like a week. She's gonna text me and she'll be like, I'm just seeing this, because that's what she does. So anyways, we're gonna figure out for us what we think this song means. So did you know this song though?
Yes, I was very familiar as a young middle schooler with this song.
Did your parents listen to Tom Petty?
No, in 94, my parents were split up. Right before that, there was a family friend that was really into the newer, more modern music. So we would hear these songs when we were with them. So Tom Petty was big in the rotation.
Yes.
They were also all about rolling other joints. So yeah, this spoke to their heartstrings for sure.
Yes, I think that's one of his things. So all right, well, we'll get started. All right, so we have it's real short. This song is super short. I've been on a short kick lately, but we got Let Me Run With You Tonight, I'll Take You on a Moonlight Ride, There's Someone I Used to See, But She Don't Give a Damn for Me. And I just think some of his stuff is just like, I guess it is kind of like, I'm high and I'm just going to tell you my thoughts about life, which that's kind of how I talk sometimes, even though I'm not high. But anyway, so I don't know. This just kind of made me think about I don't know, like when you're young, like I remember when I first got a car, I just wanted to like drive to just drive. Like, I don't know, because my dad used to give me $20 for gas a week and I just used it all. Like, you know, it's just like, and so I don't know, that's just kind of what that makes me feel. And then he has someone I used to see. She don't give a damn for me. I mean, I guess that's, you know, we all have someone like that that you were into and now they're not into you. So
what's interesting about Tom Petty at this time, this was fall of 1994. He had been married since 1974 at this point. And that marriage ended in 1996.
Oh.
So I think he's actually singing about his wife here.
Oh.
So let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride. So you know, obviously they're cruising at night, much like Bob Seger and his night moves. And there's someone that I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Like, he's recognizing this relationship is dying.
So did they get divorced in 96?
September 9th, 1996.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, heartbreak makes beautiful songs, though, they say.
If there's anything Tom Petty is known for, it's being beautiful.
Yes. I don't know about that, but he's talented. All right. So then we got this is the whole for me when you hear. I'm sorry. My dogs are in here. I hope you guys can't. Can you hear them? Hope you can't hear them.
Yes.
You can. Yeah, they're in a mood today. So, OK, so we got, and then he has, but let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud. I think this part of the song is what a lot of people like. You know, it seems like any song where they're referencing like marijuana or joints or whatever, people get pretty, pretty excited. And, you know, I know that's in it, or just that could be whatever it is that relaxes you. Doesn't have to be the marijuana. But and I think for me, like I love to get in the car and turn my radio up loud and be by myself and drive. So that's what I was thinking when I read this. So. What you got?
Yeah, he's, like I said, his relationship's kind of falling apart here. So he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to roll my joint. I'm going to drive around in circles with the radio loud. Too alone to be proud, damn it. I am just going to forget about my troubles for however long this marijuana lasts.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever makes you happy, you know? What year was this? 94?
94. Yeah,
There was no like legalization of marijuana back then.
Nope, Tom Petty was a damn hippie.
Damn hippie, yes. And then he has, I probably should have put this with it, but he's like, you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. And so I think, like, I always love that when I hear this part of the song, but I think that's just the truth. Like, it sounds so simple, but like we don't know how it feels to be anybody else. You know what I mean? And we can be such an ass, like when people are going through things or not sensitive to how they feel or whatever the case may be, but we all just take shit differently, you know, and come out at the end of things like I could go through something, you could go through something and our results are way different, you know? So, that's just what I always think when I see that, like, yeah, we don't know how it feels to be each other, maybe be a little bit kinder about stuff. So
yeah, he's in the car by himself trying to forget about his problems. And he's kind of feeling sorry for himself here. Like, how would you know? Like, you've never been through this. You don't know how it feels to be me.
But that could be a downfall for some people, you know, like, because you can also, like, oh, gosh, I'm so mean about one of my brothers. But that's how he is. Like, everything that happens to him is worse. Even if you're going through something similar, it's like, no, that hurt me worse than it hurt you. And I'm like, how do you know that? Like, you know what I mean? How do you know that you're in more pain than I am when we both went through something? But that's how some people are. You know what I mean? Just like, it happened to me, it's worse than what you went through. Fun times.
I don't know about that, but.
Just kidding. Okay. So we got people come, people go. Some grow young, some grow cold. I woke up in between a memory and a dream. Is that how you had that lyrics? Some
yes.
grow young, some grow cold. Okay.
According to the good people at genius.com, yes, that is how I have it.
Okay. What you got on that?
I mean, people come, people go. Some grow young and some die.
Some grow young?
You know, I always thought that was... It's kind of, you know, he's high. Harken back to our Nirvana episode where at some point he's watching you know, fucking Price is Right and just shouting out words or whatever sticks stakes. This is what happens with when you engage in the marijuana. Not even once, kids. Not even once.
Be like Steve, people. Yeah. No, I know. That's what I was like. You're just, it's kind of that rambling of, I always find, I really, anyone I know that smokes marijuana, they get really generally offended when I say this, but I find people that are like stoned all the time to be very not interesting to me. So I'm not interested in talking with them for a long period of time because this is the kind of stuff they start saying. And I'm like, eh, we're not on the same like page right now. So I just don't want to be a part of it. But I think when you're with someone else that is, you're both kind of in that like, I don't know what it is, but I'm just like, I'm not relating to that mentality right now. So I struggle with having conversations with people that are stoned all the time. Just not my thing.
I have not been in that situation for years now. So
you're so responsible, Steve.
I cannot relate.
Cannot relate. All right. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I got to go. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. So now he's not alone, right? He's rolling a joint. He's got someone to go down the road with.
Yeah. What the hell? did he pick up a hitchhiker?
That's what I was going to say. Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
No, I have not picked up a hitchhiker.
Have you ever picked up someone on the side of the road ever?
That is inferring. If I've not picked up a hitchhiker, no. The only other type of person you pick up on the side of the road is a prostitute.
No!
And I have done neither.
Okay, no. Like the other day, I didn't pick him up because, you know, but I really wanted to. My daughter's best friend lives kind of out in the country. And I was like, there's this road and there's nothing forever. And this dude's like walking down the road. I'm like, he's going to die. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I wish I had some water. But I was like, no, this is how those movies start, you know, so I didn't. But I was like, where is he going? Like, I was actually kind of concerned, but I kept it moving. I stayed in, you know, minding my own business. But yes. I wanted to actually pull over and be like, do you need a ride somewhere? That crossed my mind.
Yes, to the scene of the murder.
I know. I probably told this on this show before how I was at a gas station and she came up to me and was like, oh, can I get a ride? I was like young. I was like 20 or 21. And I let her get in my car because I was like, oh, okay. And I gave her a ride. And I was like on the phone with Nikki. And she's like, Kelly, you're going to die. Like, what are you doing? And I just took her like, I went like, I don't know. It was like a mile down this road. And when we got to the stop sign, she's like, thanks, hopped out. And that was that. And I was like, I really did. That was really stupid because something bad could have happened. But I felt safe because it was a woman.
Oh, now you're just throwing sexism out here on Songs with Friends.
Absolutely, yes.
My goodness.
I feel safer picking up a woman than a man on the side of the road. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that. We're just going to move on.
All right, so you got anything to add there? No, nothing?
I do not.
Okay, so I got, my old man was born to rock. He's still trying to beat the clock. Think of me what you will. I've got a little space to fill. My old man was born to rock. I think that like the beating the clock thing, I see that all the time with people, right? Because we don't want to like age or there's like shame in it or something. I don't know. And I feel like as people get older sometimes, like when they're in their 50s or 60s, it's like they're trying to go back and relive their youth, you know? And I think that's normal. I think we all want to go back and live that time where we felt like we were the happiest or coolest or whatever it was. So I think a lot of people's dads are probably like this, and their mom, to be honest. I probably am like this.
Well, I think he's seeing some of himself in this. He's like, look, my dad never really matured. He's still trying to find his glory days. And now here I am, unable to sustain this adult relationship. Yeah. So he's almost looking into the mirror when he thinks about his father.
Yeah. That's deep, Steve.
I don't know about that. But...
Yeah. What do you, you good there?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. And we're almost over now. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint and let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I got to go and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. So that's all of it. I think for me, though, did you like this album?
I never listened to this album.
Really?
Yeah. I find that I never had a reason to.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I know you were so busy doing, you know, cooler things back in 1994. But it's a good album.
Like going to the pool and not kissing girls.
Mm-hmm.
Playing NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Yeah, so my, what the life. No, and I always thought this, the album cover was cool, which I know no one cares about that anymore today. But back then, you know, like you'd see an album cover, like, that's cool. Like now we don't even probably know what most album covers look like, you know?
Yeah, that's a damn shame. There is a real beauty to having the artwork in your hand and thumbing through the booklet. Just that whole experience, like the smell of opening up a CD.
Yeah.
Is something that is lost now.
Yeah. I loved it. I wanted to read who they like wrote dedicated song. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh, what did they put in here? And I would read the whole thing. Like I was fascinated by that when I got a CD. I haven't bought a CD in I don't even know. A long ass time. How you bought one recently, right? Garth Brooks?
Yeah, like a year ago, and now I can't even listen to the damn thing because of a pissing contest between the Garth Brooks folks and the Apple Music folks.
Oh, it's hilarious.
The working man, I'm stuck in the middle.
You can't do anything. Yes, the Garth Brooks XM radio station is quite the collection of music, I will say. It's not a lot of Garth Brooks on there either. I'm like, what a dick. Like, he has his own station. And, you know, you want to listen to Garth Brooks, right? But, like, every time I've turned it on, it's like, it'll be something weird, like Call Me Maybe, or it's not even, I'm like, it's not even country. You know what I mean? I'm like, what's happening? Like, I don't even know that I've heard a country song on there. So it's real interesting. It's like Garth Brooks radio. I'm like, what the hell?
I love this idea that Garth Brooks is like a low-key Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
That's what I was really wondering. I was like, this is all music he has selected or what? I don't know. It's just, it's so random. I'm going to have to start taking pictures of it because it makes me laugh. It's like, oh my goodness.
All right. And on that note, let's scoot on out of here for the first half of the show and throw to our good friends JT and Chad. We will come back to talk about some of the other exciting shows on the Place to Be Nation feeds and then come back for the second half of Songs with Friends.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these current shows, plus archives of our previous podcasts over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to our feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And be sure to join us at our forum at Bigelow34.ProBoards.com for all sorts of wrestling, sports, and pop culture discussion each and every day, where you can make your voice heard. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
And welcome back to the second half of Songs with Friends. Now let's talk about some of the other shows available on our various feeds on the Place to Be Nation pop feed. The Sarcastic Four continue their look at 1971 with the third of their three-part episode of Marvel Age. On the ninth episode of Laugh-In Theater, Andy is joined by John Arsenio D'Amato to do a live watch of the 2005 comedy The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that should be a hoot. The hard-traveling fanboys continue Spider-Man Month with a look back at the 2002 Sam Raimi-directed Spider-Man movie. DC4U continues its celebration of Superman with a look back at the pilot episode for the classic TV show, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and also paid tribute to the late Eddie Jones who played Pa Kent. Now, thinking of Lois and Clark as a classic TV show makes me feel old as hell. My God. Did you ever watch that show?
I don't know.
I watched it every now and then because Terry Hatcher, was that her name? Was a fox, but I haven't watched it since.
I mean, I know I like see it, but I've seen it, but it wasn't like I watched it all the time. You know, I just remember her because, yes, she's beautiful. So I do remember that.
All right. Pop goes to the movies when Andy and Jennifer break down Spider-Man Far From Home and then look at the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Glenn and Alana are back with a new spectacular review of Stranger Things Season 3. I'm struggling through the read this week. The Great Debate Number 6 finds host Andy joined by Nick Duke, Jordan Duncan, and Scott Criscolo. Jason and Andy pay tribute to the rock and alternative albums of 1994 in a special edition podcast. The Greatest Song of the 80s tournament continues. There will be 6 polls a day posted for round 1. You can get in on the action on Facebook by searching PTBN's Greatest Song of the 80s tournament and liking the page. Be sure to weigh in. And you can also participate on Twitter if you have disowned Facebook, such as I have. And over on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, Ben Zani welcomes indie wrestler Jaden Newman to Row 1, Seat 1. Chris and Devin are back to bring you a same-night review of Extreme Rules 2019. No Holds Barred is back. Hell yeah, that's good news.
Hey.
Mustard-free, I'm sure. Aaron and JT return with a GWWE pay-per-view TV match ever-focused episode. In the latest episode of the PTBN Mothership, JT and Scott welcome Tim Slomka as they talk the WWF MSG house show from October 1989. And don't miss the pilot episode of a new ECW-focused podcast entitled PTBN Extreme Three-Way Dance, where hosts JT Rizzero, Jennifer Smith, and John D'Amato review the concept of the show and what is to come. On PlaceToBeNation.com, PTBN's tribute to 1994 is off and running with a brand new piece on Woodstock 94, as well as a piece where JT looks back at Bob Backlund challenging Bret Hart for the WWF title on Superstars. Kelly, what were your thoughts on the big Bret Hart-Bob Backlund title match in the summer of 1994?
Stop it.
Well, I'm here to tell you it was a fucking banger on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I believe you. I'll take your word for it.
And of course, every Wednesday, don't forget to check out Glenn Butler's Wednesday Walk Around the Web. It is kind of your one-stop shop for everything you may have missed in the internet in the week prior. And check out our social media pages and message board over at bigelow34.proboards.com for information on joining our GWWE pay-per-view and TV matchup project. Get in on the conversation today and start researching your list. Now, we touched on this 80s tournament. It is time, once again, to see who is a prognosticator and who is a fool. It's still a line from Brian Alvarez. We're going to go through and make our picks for some of the upcoming bracketology here.
Okay.
Madonna's Like a Virgin and Dio's Rainbow in the Dark.
Like a Virgin.
Agreed, Like a Virgin. Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly, and Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Feelgood.
I'm going Kiss Me Deadly.
I know. I thought you might.
Because I once went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid, but I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing.
Oh, Steve.
Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart and George Michael's I Want Your Sex.
I Want Your Sex.
I concur. A Prince 1999 and the Jets Crush on You.
1999.
Yeah, I'm not even familiar with the Jets song.
Yeah, some of those songs. I know that song. I know that song. Sorry, just dawned on me. But I'd still pick the Prince song.
Chicago's Hard to Say I'm Sorry and Culture Club's Karma Chameleon.
Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
You know, I agree, but like that song had to have been released like the third minute of 1980. Like it's the most 70s sounding song I've ever heard.
Are you gonna fact check this?
No, I'm not going to.
Wow.
Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine versus Paul Simon's Graceland.
Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, I hate that song, but I agree in this case.
Yeah, I'm picking the less of two evils when it comes to this song.
I think of Walking on Sunshine, and I think of Look Who's Talking.
I love that.
Whitesnake, Is This Love? When in Rome, The Promise.
Oh my gosh, this is hard. I'm going to go with The Promise because I have been playing that song daily for like 3 weeks.
No, when in doubt, go Whitesnake, baby. That's where I'm going.
I know. I want to. I love them, but this song has just been in my heart lately, so.
All right. Talk, Talk, It's My Life versus Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
As a Southern man, I have to agree.
Oh, shit.
Benny Mardonis, Into the Night versus The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Ooh, that's tough for me. I'm going to do Into the Night.
I'm going Don't Stand So Close to Me.
I thought you would.
Into the Night is problematic.
I know. You're right. But I'm not a big fan of The Police.
Fuck the police, says Kelly.
Fuck the police.
Bon Jovi's Bad Medicine versus U2's With or Without You.
Oh, I don't like U2, but that is the only U2 song I like, so I'm going to With or Without You.
I'm going Bad Medicine.
You should.
Because fuck Bono did now and forever.
I don't like him either, but that song is like classic to me, and I feel like it's a situation we can all relate to in life.
All right. Huey Lewis in the News, If This Is It, versus Paula Abdul, Straight Up.
If This Is It.
Ooh, Straight Up.
Yeah.
Like by a landslide.
Oh, well, in your opinion.
You're damn straight in my opinion.
No, if it had been Straight Up's not one of my favorite songs by her. I like it, but.
Oh, my heart is breaking for you right now.
Sorry.
Laura Branigan's Self Control versus the Stray Cat Strut.
Self Control.
I'm going Stray Cat Strut.
We're not agreeing on anything.
No, this is going to be the downfall of Songs of Friends, the 80s poll. Brian Adams, The Summer of 69 versus Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, Brian Adams.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I figured. Brian Adams, oh gosh. Oh, I loved him.
I mean, Summer of 69 is a good song. Don't get
it's
wrong.
A classic like song to me.
But I Want to Dance with Somebody is like the classic car bop when you're by yourself, windows up, nobody listening. You just shake your ass and sing along, and it's all good.
We're going to put a camera in your car.
Yes. The Replacements, Can't Hardly Wait versus Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
I concur.
Whoa.
And Cameo's Word Up versus Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over.
Word Up.
I agree. That's not my favorite song, but.
No.
Yeah, it gets the nod here. It's great on DJ Hero on the Xbox. The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Versus The Police, Every Breath You Take.
Oh, that's like the one Police song that I like, even though it's super creepy. I'll go Just Like Heaven, though.
No, I also. Let's see.
Hold on. I cannot simple answer these.
All right, that'll cover our 80s tournament picks. We will see which of us was correct and which of us was not. Spoiler alert, I'm always right.
Oh, gosh.
And now
you did a lot of terrible picks there, a lot questionable music.
Yes, but the people at large, their tastes tend to be terrible.
Whatever.
So now we're jumping from 1994 into 1995 with the lead single from the 1995 album Mr. Smith. This is Hey Lover from LL Cool J and his good close personal friends Boys to Men. I picked this song. One, it is part of canon within Place to Be Nation. This song was used very prominently throughout much of the Vintage Vault series from JT and Scott. Anytime the Legion of Doom would come up, due to Scott's confessing to loving them from afar and wishing they would come to WWF.
That's amazing.
So that when they finally showed up in 1991, he is this blabbering on about how much he's been looking forward to this day, and from then on JT would play this song in the background whenever an LOD match came up.
That's great.
And also it's a ridiculous song, and in researching this and really listening to the lyrics, I mean, this is like a low-key incel anthem. Like, it was the number one incel banger of 1995. Just ridiculous stuff this guy's wishing.
Oh my, yeah.
These are the kind of lyrics that if you go to your school and you just talk these words to a classmate, you're getting a 3-day suspension and a restraining order.
Did you ever get suspended at school?
Only for fighting.
You said that like just more than once?
I think I got one actual suspension.
Okay.
And one or two in school suspension deals.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, we've talked about the Kentucky educational system on this podcast before.
Yes.
All my life, teachers told us that if you got suspended, you were not allowed to turn in any work due during that time. Well, during my three-day suspension, I had nothing else to do, so I read my student right handbook thing they gave us at the beginning of the year, and it said that there was that you had the number of days you were suspended plus 3 days to turn in any homework or any schoolwork.
Oh, my gosh, that you would be this way. Okay.
So I had one class in particular, I think it was humanities, where we didn't have due dates throughout the grading period. As long as it was all turned in by the end, that was fine, and I'd plan on turning it in at the end. But,
like the whole semester?
It was like a six-week grading period.
Oh, yeah, okay, it was like a half, yeah.
So I had turned in very little and was going to turn it all in at the end, and that happened to be when I was suspended the last 3 days of the grading period.
Oh, my gosh.
So I turned it in that Monday when I come back, and she was not going to accept it. I had to literally pull out the book, the flagged and underlined portion, which I was prepared for.
Oh, my God.
And that stuff that I turned in that day bumped my grade from a 26% to an 86% in that class.
A 26%?
I think I only got points for attendance. I don't think I turned a damn thing in before.
Oh, my. What grade was this?
Ninth grade.
Wow. That's like a lot to... that's a lot of, like, trust in ninth grader. Be like, here's your work. You just got to turn it in by the end.
Yeah, I think it was a system where we were scheduled to fail, but I was one step ahead.
Yeah, I would have been like, okay, can I just turn... This is how dorky I was. I'd have been like, can I do it all now and turn it in, like, next week and just be done for the semester?
Yes, you could.
That's what I would have done.
All right, so let's get into this. We start with a weird little speaking part, and I normally don't include these, but there's that one guy in Boys to Men that he handled all their speaking parts, so I'm just going to let him go here.
Give him some glory.
Yes. He starts with, I've been watching you from afar. Like, already? My goodness, it's just not a great intro. For as long as I can remember, you're all a real man could need and never ask for. This is more than a crush. So then we go into LL Cool J. It was Harlem at the Ruckus, at the Ruckers. So I'm reading Google, and I know that got some of this stuff incorrect. I saw you with your man, smiling, a Coach bag in your hand. So he's at Rutgers, like this big basketball tournament. He sees her with her man. She's got a Coach bag, so she's doing all right.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And he's just in his car here, just watching her. I was laying in the coupe with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So the rest of this song, keep in mind, is established from one glance in which he hasn't even bothered to get out of his car to say hello to this woman.
Oh, geez.
Anything you want to add to that, Kelly?
Well, you know, some people believe in love at first sight. I don't know. You know, that's kind of... Yeah, it seems a little creepy to me so far, if I'm being honest.
And she is with her man and smiling.
Yeah, she looks happy. I'm going to ruin that.
So, you know what? Today's a good day to fuck up somebody's whole life.
I don't care. It's very funny to me when they call out. I don't even know if they really do this in music as much anymore. But back then, like, name brand, like a Coach bag was like, ooh, you know, like if you had a Louis Vuitton, oh my gosh, you know, it's crazy to me. I'm not into like name brand purses, but I had a Louis Vuitton one time and I actually didn't feel comfortable carrying it because people would be like, hey, like they'd make comments and I was like, I feel awkward.
All right, so it says, so I skated off as you strolled off, looking at your legs, goddamn, they look so soft. And in this video, they do a quick shot of her legs, and they do, in fact, look soft.
Yes, they do.
She
freshly shaved and lotioned.
She's a thorough moisturizer. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his if his love is real, he's got to handle competition.
Oh my.
I don't agree with this now, guy. Respect the boundaries here, man.
If the love's real, he's going to handle some competition.
Just because you're making an NCIS money with your glossy lips.
Oh, man, they are glossy.
But then he immediately goes into dickhead hater mode. So you only knew him 5 months. Besides, he drinks too much and smokes too many blunts.
Like, my goodness.
Like, automatically, he's tearing down the competition. The competition who has no idea he even exists.
Yeah, yeah. How does he know all this?
Because he's in his car, always watching, always waiting to pounce.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. It gets better.
And I'll be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rear view.
Oh, my.
Imagine that intensity of just lifting weights and just thinking of soft legs.
Just could not understand that. I guess it's just motivation. I would be super hot for this chick, and then I'll get to, you know, I'm going to get her.
My goodness. I just picture him lifting it. Every weight, he'll say her name. Say, Louise, weights clean together, Louise.
That's the name you came up with?
It is the most it's the most neutral name I could come up with in a spur of the moment.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Catching flashbacks of her eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back.
Oh, my.
I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it. I had a crush in years. Hey, lover.
Oh.
So he locked eyes with this girl once. Not twice. Exactly one time. And in that time, he decides that her boyfriend drinks too much and smokes too much. But he wants to lay her down, caress her back, hold her in her arms, and tell her everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
Things move fast for this guy.
That's scary.
It's going to be a hard fall when she rejects him.
It's like, yeah, like you would think the way he's feeling is like they've had a friendship and he's like, okay, I'm ready to tell her. It's not just like I saw you from afar one time. This is like real creepy.
My goodness. So they just keep saying, hey, lover, this is more than a crush. But he just said, I had a crush in years. But no, this is more than a crush.
Yeah.
No.
Contradicting himself already. He cannot be trusted.
Absolutely not. You know, this is not a mentally stable individual. He would not be so deeply passionate about this woman that he made eye contact with one time.
My goodness.
Says, I see you at the bus stop waiting every day. Your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't want to violate your relationship. So I'll lay back in the cut with a crush. That's a trip. Now, I have been guilty of playing this card before.
Oh, you know what? I'm not even surprised. Let's hear it.
When I was 18 or so, I was talking to a girl who had a boyfriend, and we ended up talking into the wee hours, and she told me on the phone, like, hey, I need to get off. I have to go to the bus stop at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I knew her boyfriend had a car and could have taken her to work if he so desired. And said, nope, he's not coming out here, so I gotta get on the bus for this 2-hour bus ride to work. Said, you know what?
What the hell?
Yeah, so I said, you know what? I have a car. I will take you to work.
Wow, Steve.
And of course, you know, plans change from there.
That is, wow, that is quite the story. What a dick of a boyfriend.
I concur, but hey, what do I know?
How old were you guys?
18.
18. I feel like when I, like, I don't know if you had friends like this, but, like, when we first, like, got our cars, like, my friends were always older than me a little bit, and there was always, like, somebody who was just, like, a dick about, like, I don't know, I'm not driving anybody anywhere, or I want gas money, or, you know what I mean? Just, like, I was always like, man, when I got my car, I was like, someone needs a ride, let's go, you know? Like, I don't want someone walking to work when we're all hanging out. It was like, I'd feel like a jerk.
Yes, but I didn't do this whole tearing the boyfriend down thing. I was like, oh, no, I'll take you. Whereas LL does the approach of, oh, your man must think that's safe, huh? Like yeah. It's real cute. Like, I don't want to
violate. Real piece of shit you got over there.
Yeah, I don't want to violate, but yeah, you get on that bus. It's unfortunate. Maybe one day you'll find a romance, somebody who's got a hit NBC show at 8:30 on Sunday nights that's looking right at you from his driver's seat of his coupe right now.
Oh, man.
So then he goes into this. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with, and then there's a grunt, tonguing you down with, vanilla ice cream. That little really, really works up the creep factor here.
He can't stop me from having daydreams. Okay, that's just true. But
very, very specifically, vanilla ice cream. Perhaps a contrast against the brown chocolate-like skin of this lady, Louise.
Dave, it's killing me. Oh, shit.
Have you seen the movie Friday, haven't you?
Yes.
This reminded me of when Debo shows up and they all shut up. And then Debo leaves. He makes a big point to say, "Oh, he tells me to shut up, and I shut up. But when he leaves, I'll be talking again."
Oh, shit.
Anything you want to add to that, Kelly?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess he's right. You can't stop. You can't, you know, stop someone from having daydreams about your girl. This other stuff, he's taking it far.
Yes, yes, he does. As we proceed,
way beyond a daydream.
So I said, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream, kissing on your thighs in the moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. So he's just like, look, you're waiting for the bus. You could be at home getting devoured right now.
Yeah.
If you, mm-hmm. I have a passenger seat right here in this car, which I'm using to stare at you.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
So I wonder, one day, could it be simple dreams could turn into reality? Our love could come down so naturally, we would walk down the aisle of destiny.
Oh.
Like, all right, he's going to please her with his tongue to the point where they get married.
Yeah, he's like, we're going from I saw you to me tonguing you down to a wedding.
Which is how it goes, really.
I guess you're probably right.
Just, you know, there's some gaps in there that need to be filled, but yeah, he's not completely off base.
No, he's not. He's not. I always like get on my guy friends about don't be basing just someone off looks, you know, or whatever. And they're like, Kelly, if you aren't attracted to someone, what are you going to do? You know, that's kind of how it goes. You see someone, you're like, oh, they're hot. And then you generally want to get to know them better. And it is kind of how it goes, you know, just based off.
LL Cool J here is also planning on making this decision based on taste, apparently.
Stop. Steve.
What? Would your man get his hustle on, got you type scared, break you off a little chump change to do your hair? It seems to be enough to satisfy your needs, but there's a deeper level. If you follow, I'll lead. Hey, lover. So he's like, all right, you know, he'll give you a little bit of money, and that seems to be doing you okay. You seem to be satisfied with that. But I can give you more. I may not have money, but I have a pint of ice cream and a tongue willing to go.
Oh, my God. What did he say about that ice cream? Tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Where's he putting that?
You know, it sounds like a potentially sticky situation.
Yeah.
There are crevices of places you just don't want dairy to go.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right, there's no comfortable way out of that segue. So we're just going to move on.
I thought you would find a way to make that even more uncomfortable.
Nope. All right. So then we go. Now he sees her again.
Oh.
Last week I saw you at the mall, standing at the payphone about to make a call.
Oh, that's amazing.
Had a vision it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in.
Oh, my.
I touched you gently with my hands. We talked about traveling to distant lands. What?
Ooh.
Escaping all this madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl.
Oh.
All right. So, at this point in his fantasy world, they're together. But she's out at the mall by herself, waiting to use a payphone.
To call her boyfriend.
To call LL Cool J. Who, you know, by 1995, LL Cool J had been making money for 10 years.
Yeah.
She could have afforded one of those Zach Morris cell phones by now.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You're right.
So, like, as soon as she walks in, he touches her and then says, you know, let's fly to fucking Iraq or something. Let's travel to distant lands.
I thought he meant, like, let's travel to distant lands, like, you know.
Like, go all the way.
All the way, different ways, you know, that kind of thing.
Perhaps.
Just because that's, you know, him. That's
yes, that's what he does.
That's what he does.
As seen in the next part here, then you let your dress fall down to the floor. I kiss you softly, you yearn for more. We experienced pleasure unparalleled. Into an ocean of love we both fell. Oh. That is about some perspiration, some precipitation, some some moist areas.
That word just bothers me for some reason. I don't know why.
To an ocean of wet sheets we both fell.
Oh.
LL Cool J is fantasizing about this girl he saw at Rutgers calling him for a booty call from a payphone at the mall. Now, I imagine all this is going through his head as he's like leaving Foot Locker and he sees this girl waiting to make a call.
Stop. Sleep at Foot Locker. Oh, shit. And that's amazing.
The verbiage here is like bothersome to me. And he is... looks like he's the main writer on this song. So this is how LL Cool J talks. This is his game. Swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss. Come on, man. That's not how people talk.
No. Mm-mm. That's too much. Like, if someone's talking to me like that, I'm like, that's too fake.
Hey, girl. How about you and I ride these waves of destiny? Swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss. I got some Haagen-Dazs and like 45 minutes before I got to clock back in to finish my shift at Foot Locker.
Stop.
So meet me at Things Remembered and I will rock your world.
Oh my God. You're ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not going to work, man.
No.
I don't care if you do look like LL Cool J. It's just not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Fantasies interchanging with each kiss. Undying passion unites our souls. This reads like a damn, like, a grocery store smut.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, an erotica novel. Like
there's a book with some pirate with his shirt off.
Oh, my.
Called Walk the Plank or some shit.
Stop. Oh, God.
So, together we swim into the point of no control. But it's a fantasy you won't come true. We never even spoke, and your man swears he loves you. So we've established he has come to all these wild imagination scenarios to someone whose voice he's never even heard.
Yeah.
He hadn't even said, hi, my name's Todd. You know, that's a start.
Yeah, Todd.
That's his name, Todd Smith.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about our friend Todd.
Todd, hi, I'm Todd. I'm the manager of a wonderful podcast feed. Can I lick you with ice cream, please?
Don't
forget to use our Amazon link to buy your prophylactics.
Stop it. Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Todd, Todd Weber doing this is, man, that's my new happy place. Todd, if you're listening to this, next time you're at a phone bank, because we all know those exist, please just approach somebody and start reciting these lyrics and report back.
Get
to
arrested.
No, he's going to be a millionaire for having crafted a time machine to get him back to a place where phone banks exist.
Yeah, that too. Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to keep all these feelings alive, keep my dreams alive until the right time. And then we go back into Hey Lover, This Is More Than a Crush, etc.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts on Hey Lover?
I mean, golly. I feel like for this time, I didn't really know this song as well as you must have. But this is pretty risque for 1995.
Oh, this wasn't even the most risque single on that album. This was the single before Doing It.
Oh my God. How could I forget that?
Doing It came out 3 months later as a single. And it was, yeah. Ooh, that was I mean, in that video, like the girl straight up like grabs his dick in the video and surprises him.
He just like, he's always like licking his lips and I don't know. He just like, yeah, he's something. Yeah, it's quite fascinating. It's a little bit creepy, but you know, maybe this is the girl he married. You never know.
Maybe.
I think he is married.
I have no idea. I've not looked into the the personal dealings of one lady's love, Cool James. Let's see.
Have you watched his show that he has now?
He has a show now?
Doesn't he have that lip sync thing?
Oh, that thing. Yeah, I'm familiar with that show. It's okay, I guess.
It's okay.
I like the idea better when it was just a skit on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I don't think it holds up as well on its own show, or as its own show.
Yeah.
All right, there's no personal life thing on his wiki. Oh, yeah, he married Simone Smith in 1995.
Yeah, and I think they're, like, still married.
So I wonder if he saw her at the phone booth waiting to make a call.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still married, and I feel bad even saying this, but I think she has some kind of cancer or something, and she's been battling for a long time or something, so.
All right, guys, on that happy note.
Stop it.
This week, Kelly did the first pick, so that means next time I will go first. And we're going with, let me pull up the actual name of the song here, as it is in my Apple Music library. My song is called Escape, the Pina Colada Song by Rupert Holmes.
Oh, I don't know if I know that.
Oh, as soon as you hear it, you'll know it.
Okay. It's not like that tequila song where it's just like all music. Tequila.
No.
I'm just joking.
That would be a hell of a rib, though. That may be the last episode's song.
I love, have you seen that karaoke where someone does that? I don't know why, but it just cracks me up. Okay. Well, this will not be shocking. I'm going to do an REO Speedwagon song. We're going to do Can't Fight This Feeling.
That's a banger of a song. I approve.
Banger of a song. I like a lot of their songs, actually, but we're going to go with this one.
All right, guys. Plugs, social media. You can find us. She's at KelGene17. I am at Songs with Steve on Twitter. You can also follow us as a show account at PTBN_songs. Also, we will be taking the mobile podcast studio to Chattanooga, Tennessee for the Scenic City Invitational the first weekend of August. By the time this comes out, probably the actual applications will be closed for that. We have about half a dozen people who have expressed interest, and that we hope to record with while we're down there. So hopefully we'll have some good on-the-road content. We are still trying to figure out kind of how we're going to insert that into the shows going forward. Also, I know we typically don't plug non-PTBN shows on the feed, but I want to give a shout-out to our friends Alex and Julio with their podcast, The Contrarians. I've been listening to a lot lately. It's a movie podcast where for the first half of the show, they will find a strongly reviewed movie one way or the other, either negatively or positively, and they will present the counterpoint. So for the Big episode, Big from 1988, obviously had great reviews, so they picked apart all the reasons why that movie would be considered bad. And then for the second half of the show, they give their actual honest opinion, a breakdown of the movie. It's a really fascinating, interesting way of doing things, and I found it to be quite good. Kelly, anything you want to plug before we go?
No, I'm good.
All right, guys, for Kelly, this is Steve, and we will try to do better next time.